You are listening to Huda Recordings.
And this idea came from Al-Jubba'i, he's from Mu'tazila. And you can, يعني, if somebody want to review that, he can see Sharh al-Mawaqif lil-Iji, which is Ash'ari, page 278, the volume number one. The third issue, their way of proving their creed, how they prove their creed. What kind of evidence they use? Manhaj istidlal. First, some of them said that everybody must study logic and philosophy, the philosophical way of argument. And if he didn't do that, he will not be Muslim. He has to study logic and mantiq and all this. Like you take classes maybe in universities, these classes everybody hate to take in the university. They said this is must, something closer to the, must use his logic. And Ibn Hazm said that about Al-Ash'ariyya in his book Al-Fisal. And he mentioned that some of them like At-Tabari wa Isfara'ini, they reached that level. Allahu A'lam yani. But majority, vast majority of Ash'ara, they don't believe in that. And they said, no, it's not obligated on everyone, but it is something for the scholars, for the people who want to increase their iman to study the logic way. It is very interesting to know that Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari himself didn't study that. He didn't use this logical ways that al-Sanusi or al-Juwayni or al-Amidi or al-Ghazali or al-Baghdadi ask people to follow. The founder of their madhab, he didn't do it. So why are you asking people to doing it? And also, they said there is a certain way to prove the existence of God. They mention it in their books. Any book of Aqidah, they mention this called Al-Qawati' Al-Aqliyah, the certain proof, which is logic, a proof that God exists through these ways. They said everybody has to study this. And this is something certain, common sense, nobody argue about it. You will be surprised to know most of them, before they die, they said, we change our mind about it. But when they wrote, like Razi himself said, this is must, everybody must admit to it. Everybody must know it in order for him to know Allah. Before he died, he said, I repent and all what I said is not right and forgive me and all these things. Abu al-Mu'al al-Juwayni said the same thing. So why now Asha'ira up to date insist to say these are certain and not doubtful evidence? If they're the people who made it, they doubt it. Also, al-Asha'ira, especially the late faces of them, they took a lot of weird ways to prove their some point, such as dreams. And kashf, which is they said, God sometimes put in your heart some meanings, and this is what we call kashf. God exposed you to certain facts like this. And who was supporting this idea a lot? Al-Ghazali. He said, Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, don't study all these logic and philosophical ways. He said, leave it alone. Enter a dark room, leave Quran, hadith, book, fiqh, hadith, philosophical books, leave it outside. He said all of this, Quran, Hadith, Fiqh, Inhiya Ulum al-Din. Dark room, close the room, stay in a corner, and start making Subhanallah, Allah, 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 Allah. Then, all of a sudden, the world will disappear, and the light will come to your heart, and you will start seeing things in your heart you don't see with your eyes. Sure, because it's dark room. You're not going to see anything. And that's the way he said, this is the way to expose to the knowledge. Himself, he didn't do that. Anyway, Sanusi, for example, also one of the people who said that. And he said there is some great scholars in his time, they have so much knowledge, and their knowledge was so solid, they used to say, my heart told me that my Lord said. And some of them, Shaykh Sanusi saying that, and this is Iqad al-Wasnan, page number 106. That's one of the famous people, leader, who appear in Libya. And his way is very still known now, the Sanusis, Zawiyas, and madrasas, in Libya. Anyway, he said, some of our sheikhs, when you ask them, he would say, wait until I ask Jibreel about it. And it's again 106, page number 106, Iqad al-Wasnan. And he said, they are giving a power to take directly from the knowledge, from Lawh al-Mahfuz and other, and something yani similar to that. They don't need the hadith, the Quran anymore. وَمَنْ يَسْبَعُ الْأَخْبَارَ مِنْ غَيْرِ وَاسِطٍ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْهَا سَمَاعُهَا بِالْوَسَائِطِ. If you can hear somebody talking, you don't need to take a middle guy. Like, if you want to ask me, you don't need to ask, for example, Raihan, what I said. Come to me straight. So he said the same concept. If they can ask Allah directly, why they go to Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi? They go straight. Why Muhammad even, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They go straight to the main source. Also, they said that a hadith, which is ahad, which is not mutawatir, we cannot accept it in aqidah. They were so ignorant in hadith, especially when it comes to the authentic narrations, what is weak, what's authentic, and what's been said in this area. Also, whenever you read any book of their aqidah, any book, open any book now in Asha'iriyah's belief, any book, regardless what is the name, who's the author, not from the earliest. I'm talking about the last two phases, which is Ash'ari today, which is the aqidah they teach in the Muslims institutes or the educational institutes in the Muslim world. Open it. You will see all of it talk. Most of it talk. You will not face the evidence, قال الله قال رسول الله, except just a few ahadith or few verses here and there. 200, 300 pages, you might face only 10 or 20 hadith and ayah and verse.